God do bless you, my children.
God bless you, my children.
May I take this joyous moment of wishing you and bestowing upon you all the Christ blessings for this joyous moment you are about to celebrate. And may the love and the peace and the joy and the goodwill of the Christmas blessings be upon the heads and within the hearts of each and every one of you, always. I am not going to talk any longer, for it is the wish of my holy brother, Brother Augustus Emmanuel, to share with you this moment of joy. And so I will leave you with my blessing for all that you will seek of the Spirit in the remaining years of your lifetime and even beyond. God bless you. God bless you, my children.
God bless you, sisters.
May the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit be in your hearts at this time. I would wish the privilege of sharing with you these moments of joy and love. And as we share these moments together, may we first consider the coming of Christ. Where did it all begin? It began before the foretelling of Christ's coming to Mary. It began when Zacharias, who kept the temple of the house of David in Judea, was carrying out his offices at his altar, burning the incense. And as he did so, the angel Gabriel appeared to him, standing at the right-hand side of the altar, and foretold to him the coming of his child to his wife Elizabeth. Zacharias was amazed, for she, like him, were old in years, and she was barren. He also visited Elizabeth, and told her also of the coming of her child. And when she said to him, "But I am barren, and I am old in years," he said to her, "The love of God and the Holy Ghost is upon you, and all things are possible in the sight of God. There shall be born to you a child, and he shall be a son. And you shall call his name John, and he shall prepare the way for the Saviour of mankind." And whilst Gabriel related these things to Zacharias, he pondered heavily in his heart and questioned the angel. And because of his questioning, He was struck dumb. And the angel Gabriel said to him, "You shall not speak henceforth until all these things are come about." And it came to pass that Elizabeth conceived of her child. And he was a boy, and those of her cousins and family rejoiced with her, because she was old in years and had been barren. And they named him Zacharias, after his father, which was the custom of those days. And Elizabeth said to them, "Not so. He shall be called John." And the multitude said to him, "But there is no one of this name in your family." And they turned to Zacharias and said to him, "What sayest thou, Zacharias? What shall his name be called?" And because he was dumb, Zacharias asked for a tablet that he may write down those things he wished to say. And he wrote down on his tablet, "His name shall be called John." And straightway his voice was returned to him. And he preached to his people, praising God, and the spirit of love which had descended upon him, for the many blessings and the great joy that had been brought upon them, and into the house of David, and praising Israel. While these things were being done, the angel Gabriel again appeared to the Virgin Mary, and he said to her, "Behold, thou who art blessed among women, the Lord God has looked favorably upon thee, and thou shalt conceive a son, who shall be called Jesus." And Mary said to the angel, "But I know not a man, but give I myself unto the Lord, that his word shall be so." And the angel was well pleased with Mary's acceptance, and he departed. And it came to pass that Mary conceived of her child, and Joseph, who had also been foretold by the angel Gabriel that this shall come to be, took her and hid her away until the great day arrived, when those of the children of Israel and the house of Abraham and of David were called upon to pay their taxes, each into their own city. And Joseph and Mary departed hence, for he was of the house of David. And he returned to the city of Bethlehem in Nazareth. And it was at this time that Mary conceived of a child, and he was born unto her. And she wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, for there was no room at the inn. And there was at this time three shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto them, saying, "Glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to all men. For there is this day in the city of David and of Bethlehem born unto you a child, a Saviour, and he is Christ the Lord. And you shall find him wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger. And they went forth and said among themselves, we must go and see this great thing of which the angel has spoken. And so they went forth, and they came unto Bethlehem, and they found the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes and laying in a manger, and Mary his mother beside him. And they rejoiced and gave praise unto the Lord. And they went forth and told those they saw of those wondrous things the angel had said to them, how he had told them that Christ the Lord had been born, and that a great angelic host had appeared with the angel Gabriel, and had sung unto them, glory to God in the highest, peace on earth, and goodwill to all men. That a Saviour of mankind had been born. And so it was. On the eighth day they came forth, as was the custom of those days, to circumcise the child. And they took him to the temple, and there he was blessed. And he received the Holy Ghost, and the child grew and waxed strong in stature and in spirit, and went forth and taught the word of God. But before him there was one whose voice cried in the wilderness, heralding the coming of this great Messiah, the one he called Emmanuel, which to be interpreted is to say, God be with us. And this one who cried in the wilderness was John the Baptist, born of Zacharias and Elizabeth, born to herald the coming of the Saviour of mankind, one whom he claimed the sandals upon his feet he was not worthy to unloose. And so it was that the will of God had been ordained upon man. And his love has shone forth from those days unto this day. I have related this story as I know it, and as I believe and love it to be. Though the many words which are printed will say many other things, these are the simple truths I have related. And so love was born on earth, and Christ the Saviour of mankind began his wondrous works according to the will of God. And he walked forth across the earth and blessed and received all manner of men, and of women, and of children. He healed all manner of diverse illnesses and sicknesses. He taught in many, many temples, until the temples could not hold him, so he went forth among his flock and blessed them and received them as one. And the fruits of his labors were many, and all were good fruits, as those words chosen by Brother Christopher have relayed to you. All must be in its order. Can an olive tree bear forth a cherry? Simple words, simple dress, born of a simple mouth, born of a simple way of life, born of the simple blessings of God the Father Almighty. And these are the simple truths that we would ask that you keep in your hearts and share among mankind. Go forth and preach his word. Do his will and light your candle so that it may be seen of men and not hid beneath a bushel where it cannot be seen and will shed forth no light. Brother Christopher, may I ask that you will give forth to each a candle. Take and light these little things. Protect your hands. We have together lit a light that we may hold forth throughout our lifetime. The light of the Christian way of life. A light to resemble the light of God within your lives. Receive this light into your hearts and into your thinking and into your praying. Just as a flame will purify all things around it and destroy all those adverse things which come close, so the light of Christian love, the light of God, shall destroy all those adverse things which come about your life. And will destroy all those things that seek to destroy you and in your faith. This is the light of your candidate. This is the light which will lighten your way into your Christian way of being. This is the light which will lighten your darkness. A symbol of an ever-burning flame of love, born to man upon this Christmas day, that man may say his way through the darkness of this world and shall go forth and light the way of many. Share with me this joy of light and love, and let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. And as we ask our Father, O Lord, lighten our darkness, we beseech thee, O Lord, and through thy love and tender mercy, guidest thou our way through this life and eternal life, that we may be seen of men for what we are, that they may know us for the light we give forth unto them, bringing the warmth of love into their lives and the peace that passeth all understanding. You have kindled your flame before God. You have lightened your darkness before one another. And you have extended and blessed Brother Augustus Emmanuel with this joyous privilege of sharing with you this moment of light. In the light we shall see all things clearly, and there shall be no darkness around us. And so long as the love of God and of Christ Jesus our Saviour burns in your heart, as does this little flame burn in your hand, then you shall know the peace of God, and you shall know the richness of his rewards in heaven and of your rewards here on the earth. And you shall know that God is with you. You shall know the name Emmanuel, for Emmanuel is your truth. Emmanuel is your daybreak in every part of this earth and world. God is with you. God is your peace. God is your love, and God is your salvation among mankind. We have celebrated this moment of light and of peace. We have celebrated this moment when light came upon this darkened earth and lit the hearts of many. We have celebrated this moment when light and truth fell upon the tongues of mankind, when the light of love shone forth through the love of our Saviour, Jesus Christ our Lord, born to save mankind. May the love of God go with you. May his peace be in your hearts, and may the flame of his being and light shine forever in your lifetime, and may the work you seek to do be born of light, knowing always Emmanuel is in your heart. Emmanuel is your password to life. Emmanuel is your key to being. Emmanuel is your truth. Let us reach out now in prayer and give praise for this joyous day. O God, the Father of all mankind, bless, we beseech thee, all thine children upon this earth plain, that peace shall be in their hearts, and goodwill shall be their joy, that they shall know this word Emmanuel, and shall repeat it in their hearts all the days of their life. For it is seen to come to pass now, that your love shall prevail among mankind, and peace shall indeed fall upon this earth plain, and the eyes of those who have been closed to goodness and to mercy shall be opened, and their hearts shall be reawakened to thy love and light, and to thy peace and truth. Many shall come to gather before thee, O God, on this Christmas Mass, and shall give praise unto thee, O Father, for the many blessings and for the peace and joy which is befalling this earth plane, and that they shall receive of thy love and light, and of thy truth, and of thy good will toward men, and that the love of our Saviour Jesus Christ, born to give, born to heal, born to receive, and born to suffer, that men may live. We praise thee, O God, for the gift of this thy Son, who has lighted the lives of thousands upon this earth plain, and many shall follow in their wake, O God, and shall receive of thy blessings and of thy peace. Receive into thy love, O God, these children of thine who have gathered before thee in love and in truth. Enrichen their labours, O Father, that they may see thee and come to know thee more clearly, and love thee more dearly. May the love of those of our saints before us, of my brother Benedictus, and of Augustus, and of Christopher, and of Ethelwald, and of Barneus, remain in thy light, O God, that their works shall be unceasing among men, and that the word of thy Son, Jesus Christ, born of thee, shall remain manifest in the hearts of all mankind from this day on. Enrichen and enkindle these thy children, O God, that they may know thee as thou art, that they may know thine angelic hosts, and of their angelic brethren who come to serve. And may they, O God, in their love, join with us, and receive of thy Spirit, and of thy peace. May the spirit of Christmas and the joy of its being and of its wondrous message still to be unfolded among men be forever their fruit and be forever the source of their labor and of their aspirations in life. May they tread their pathway, O God, just as thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, trod his pathway, receiving all about them, those who need them and who are in need of thee. May the spirit of this Christmas joy be forever in their hearts, and may they share those many blessings born of a Christmas day with those who walk in darkness and in fear. That the words we preach, O God, shall pass through their lips and upon their pages and shall be seen of men for the truth they bear. Guide them, O God, in their aspirations in this work, that they shall see those fruits of their labours unfold before them among many who seek. And so the words of this great and wondrous song, O God, and praise to thee, O come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant, shall unfold before them and shall be fulfilled according to thy will, O God. Brother Christopher, receive into your heart the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Go your way, my son. Fear no man. Sister Jacqueline, receive into your heart the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And go your way also in gentleness and peace, knowing this word, the Emmanuel, is in your heart from this day forward and even forevermore. Sister Wendy, may you also receive of the love of God and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and may his blessings be upon you, and may peace be among you and yours, and all things you speak according to his will, remembering those words that thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Receive therefore, my child, the spirit of joy and of love. And of Sister Valerie, receive also the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And may peace and stillness be in your heart. And may the love of the Father be always your inspiration. And may your strength of being be turned to strength of gentleness and of understanding, receiving those among you who seek him, blessing those who will receive him. Go forth, my child, and fulfill your being. through Christ Jesus' name. Amen. And of you, Sister Mary, receive also the Spirit of love, the Spirit of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Receive his joy into your heart, and may your tranquility be blessed, and may the serenity of your words and of your guidance be ever within your heart, inspiring your life and inspiring those whom you lead and love. Be at peace, my child, and receive into your heart the love of Christ Jesus, our Lord. Receive these blessings among you. Receive them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, whose conception was brought forth on this holy day of holy days, on this day when love was born upon earth, when peace and understanding was made known to man, and when his love came forth and touched the hearts of all the earth. Great is the magnitude of it, great is the sum of it. Great is the peace which was born on Christmas Day. May the love of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost remain and dwell with you and be with you from this day forward and even forevermore. And may the love of his saints and his adoring angels be forever an inspiration to your hearts and a source of peace into your minds and joy into your lives. Receive him, bless him, and adore him. For the Son of God was born to man, that man may live. And the suffering was brought to the Son of Man, that he may die and ascend up unto his Father, that men should know mercy, and shall go henceforth and live in peace. May the Spirit of Christ, that Jesus our Lord, and of this infant child, be set in your heart, that it may grow and bless your being from this day forward and even forevermore. God bless you, my children. Go in his love. Go in this joy of this wondrous moment. Receive his peace and be still, and know that God is in you. God bless you, my children.
God bless you.
Go in peace. Go in love. Go in Christ.